Hi there, I'm Luann Fulmer, and welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial here in the Silicon Valley area, and he's been helping people retire for over 26 years now. You've been meeting with your clients, of course, this past week, and tell us what the heck have they been talking about as they've come in, asked you questions. What's top on their list of retirement concerns right now?
Well, it's still usually the big one is Social Security and, you know, when should you take it? How should you take it? You know, the really, really bad part is there's a lot of financial advisors doing it, a lot of websites doing it, where they'll give you this Social Security report. And what that basically says is, hey, here's if you take it at 66, here's if you take it at 70, when do the two cross over, how long do you have to live, and blah, blah, blah. And it's really pointless and really lame. So that is not how you do Social Security. Social Security is really more about how do you figure out how it affects your situation. So how does it tie with your other assets? Because yeah, you can take it later, you can take it sooner, but it doesn't just affect Social Security. It affects, you know, what other types of assets do you have? How much are you going to have to spend those down if you wait till 70 to turn on the Social Security? What's the tax ramifications of starting it sooner or later? You know, there's a lot of stuff there that people just don't really, for some reason, think about or talk about. And you know, that's really the key is how does that Social Security fit into your income plan?
Well, you know, usually on our show, we devote most of our attention to financial and investment strategies like Social Security and everything else. But today we're going to switch things up a bit and we're going to turn from the financial part of retirement planning and take a closer look at the non-financial side, the other side, like the emotional and the mental side of preparing for retirement. And we know we must prepare ourselves financially to retire. We know that. But we also need to prepare ourselves mentally for the changes that retirement will bring and what we're going to do, how we're going to use our time. So Eric, today you're going to help us and help offer us up some ideas on how we can prepare for it. Let's just jump right in and talk to us about this other side of retirement.
Yeah, if you're going to try to play that retirement game, you got to play it to hopefully win, right? So, got to really have some ideas of what's going on and really, you know, what are you going to be doing in retirement? What do you want to be doing in retirement? There's a lot of things that people want to do, stuff like golf, travel, grandkids, volunteering, maybe fun work instead of work you have to do. There's a lot of things when you talk about retirement. So what we want to do is really figure out how to put that all into a plan and have that time you want and time you need.
So do I hear you saying then that preparing well for retirement will incorporate more than just financial preparations alone?
Yeah, very much so. So, you know, we've been doing these Smart Couples Retire Rich discussions, and it's like a little workshop that we do here in the office typically once a month. And, you know, it's really an enlightening one. It's mostly for, you know, obviously for couples and just having them talk about, you know, what's going on with their life. And really, you know, once you stop working, you know, you sit down with that HR department and say, okay, you know, bye, I'm gone or whatever, or, you know, and hopefully give them a little bit of time or a little bit of notice, but then what, right? I mean, what are you going to be doing next? And, you know, first it feels like vacation. Then after a while, you have to figure out, well, you know, what is my new routine? What are my new things I'm going to be doing? Who am I going to be going to see? And who am I going to be hanging out with? And, you know, because lots of times a lot of that was people from work and things like that. So, you know, it's one of these things where you have to really not only figure out have I saved enough and do I have enough money, but what do I want to do? I mean, what's my goals? What's my dreams and desires? And, you know, so what we do is when we have somebody come into our office and sit down for that first visit, that's the first thing we have is we talk about, you know, what are the things they worry about? We call it our Worry Less Wealth meeting. And so we want them to worry less about their money and more about having fun and enjoying life and doing all that fun retirement stuff. So really what happens is we go over those goals. What are they trying to achieve? What do they see their retirement looking like? Then the next meeting, we actually go into the strategy and say, okay, here's the path you're on. Here's, you know, what your income is going to look like down the road. Here's how your investments are, what risk level you have, all sorts of stuff. Look at the tax ramifications. You know, should you take money from this account or that account? Or did you know about this tax strategy that you weren't using? Talk about the health care. If you're retiring, especially before 65, post 65, then, you know, how are you going to take care of long-term care costs? And then lastly, legacy. Who's going to get your stuff? And is it going to go more to lawyers or more to your family? So, you know, that's the blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. It's a great process that we have. It's no cost, no obligation for any of our radio listeners. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. And what we'll do is, again, do this plan, no cost, no obligation. You sit down with us at the end of that second meeting. If you want to hire us and have us help you, then that's great. If not, we'll part as friends. So again, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com.
You know, it makes me wonder, how important is it to seek the guidance of a financial professional?
Well, you know, I, of course, I'm a little biased because I am I am one, right? No. Once you start having over, I'd say usually 250 to 500,000 in assets, that's when a mess up can be a very big mess up. So that's when you really need to start saying, hey, I really should talk to somebody. You know, in your 20s and 30s, maybe it's not as critical, maybe even not in your 40s, but in your 50s, it is super critical because you need to start having things lined up the right way. Again, you know, there's stock market volatility, there's inflation, healthcare costs, all these things that are coming at us and always changing. Obviously, the tax laws are always a mess. It seems like every presidential election, they flip around and they expire. Even if they don't expire, they really do expire because you know they'll change them every, you know, right now, about every 5 to 10 years, we've had a major tax law change. So, you know, it's like playing a Monopoly, and then all of a sudden now you can't buy these, or you have to buy these, or you shouldn't buy these. And it's like, what? Hold it. That wasn't the rules when I started.
Yeah, they changed.
And so all those issues or things that you got to have somebody making sure that you're on track, because retirement, having income when you have money withdrawing, is so massively different. My clients see it and realize it all the time, that it's so much more complicated in retirement than it is when you're working, because now you're having to use those assets. You can't just wait for things to come back. You know, you care about income, you care about all these things coming out, where before they were just kind of like in the background and not something you focused on a day-to-day basis.
So many Americans are not on track financially to retire. That worries me for all the baby boomers, and I'm one of them, and 10,000 of us are retiring every single day. Is that the whole story, though?
Well, you know, not all. I mean, there's still actually a lot more things. I mean, a lot of people, who said yes, they're fine, are going to fall short, and they don't realize it. A lot of them have a false sense of confidence and, you know, thinking that, oh, Social Security should be enough for me, or about 4 in 10 had unrealistic reviews of retirement when they did that study. And, you know, only about 19% were overly confident that they were able to retire and retire successfully. So, you know, how do you figure out if you can or can't do that? Well, it's actually easy. So we've got a process.
That's right.
Yeah. Our blueprint to worry less wealth. I mean, that's what we can do, is we can have you worry less about money and worry more about having fun and enjoying life. And really with our process, we can actually show you a statistical number of what's the probability of your success. And we can tweak things, change things, and say, hey, did that number just go up higher? You know, if you go from a 65% chance of success to 95%, well, hey, you know, now I'm going to feel pretty good about things. So if you don't have that method or don't have that process or knowledge of how to do that, then that's going to be a lot tougher. So again, if that's something you'd like to do, well, you can sit down and create that income plan, investment plan, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. That's all you need to do is pick up the phone and call or text. There's no cost, no obligation. Again, so you can just call us at 800-454-1184. And what we'll do is, again, do this plan, no cost, no obligation. You sit down with us at the end of that second meeting. If you want to hire us and have us help you, then that's great. If not, we'll part as friends. So again, it's 800-454-1184, or you can go to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
When we come back, Eric is going to talk to us about one of the most important pieces of retirement readiness. It's hard to feel free to pursue your goals and your dreams in retirement without this. So it's an important discussion. Stay with us. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back.
If you're at or near retirement age, you'll soon have to decide when to start collecting Social Security benefits. If you get this decision wrong, you could end up missing out on thousands of dollars in retirement. That's why the Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event that could help you avoid making costly Social Security mistakes. Join them and special guest speaker Eric Heckman to learn more about how to maximize your benefits. Eric is the founder of the Knowledge Institute and president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Eric will also talk about how Social Security benefits can work with your savings weeks to create a complete retirement income plan. This special event will be at the San Jose Public Library, Rose Garden Branch. Pick the date that works best for you, 6 o'clock on Tuesday, August 28th, or Wednesday, August 29th. There's no cost to attend, but space is limited and reservations are required. So call now, 866-734-8465. That's 866-734-8465. Don't miss your chance to learn how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. 866-734-8465.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. You know, Eric is an author as well. He's not only a public speaker and does workshops and everything, but he's also an author of the book Worry Less Wealth. And in that book, he wrote it to open our eyes to all of the financial products that are available out there as you plan for your retirement and strategize. And it talks about all the different ways to get advice, and it helps us see any warning signs in our own financial planning before trouble even begins. He teaches us to discover how we can worry less. And honestly, that's what our show's all about every single weekend as well. You can get a copy of this book by just calling our telephone number today. We'll give that out here just momentarily if you'd like to get a copy of that book. Today, we're talking about projecting just what your retirement life might look like day to day. Obviously, it's going to be different for everybody because we're all different and unique. And Eric, what do you think is one of the most important pieces of retirement readiness, just to make sure we're even ready to start living our retirement dreams?
Well, one of the most important ingredients for sure is having confidence. I mean, having that confidence that, yeah, you know how much you can spend because you've got an investment plan, you've got an income plan, and you know how much that spending level should be. You know, sometimes people call it the bridge to financial freedom. You know, I really just like to say, you know, that you're done. So
yeah.
if you've built up enough money and you have it there, you know, you're done. As long as you don't do anything crazy, like, you know, putting it all on double zero on the roulette wheel, you know, as long as you're not doing something like that, then you should be fine. But as long as you're using some sort of actual real planning, then yeah, if you've done the numbers and you've seen it, and then you're checking in every so often too, is good to do, of course, too. But, you know, then you're gonna have the confidence to really be able to live retirement and enjoy life.
Can you share a story with us about entering retirement with confidence? Maybe something that you've seen?
Yeah, well, it's funny because it's different for everybody, but I've got this one client who's, you know, she was widowed a few years ago, and then it was kind of sad. She just lost her special needs son who she'd been taking care of for, you know, 30 plus years.
Her whole life, yeah.
And so then she was in this huge house, and of course, any huge house around here is, you know, a million or two. And she had these rentals. And one time one of her renters called her up and said how the floor is spongy because she had not done anything to maintain these houses really much. And she started crying because she was so worried about how she was going to pay for it. Now, the crazy part is she's got the money. It's just one of these things where you don't mentally think you have the money sometimes, and you do, and you have the assets. So, you know, we basically were able to sell those on a tax-free basis, use another investment that pays her 5% of the full amount that she put in. So it's not just, you know, what do you get from rent minus all your expenses. Now she's getting a full 5% from that full value of those rentals. Well, she all of a sudden just went into one of these senior communities where, you know, it's pretty expensive, but you get a lot of great service. You get to hang out with other people. You know, and now she's loving life. It's so funny. She's totally changed. And now she's just, well, actually this week is just selling her house and closing on that. And with that money, she doesn't even actually really need that money. So now she'll be totally set because those two rentals were sold for so much. And before this, she was worried about everything, worried about this. And now it's kind of funny to see her expression. She actually told me she's like, oh, should we do a little money dance? And she actually got up and did a little twirly dance around.
That's so cute.
I don't want anybody to see me doing a money dance because I don't think it's so great. But you know, I'll take her money dance.
Maybe
we should have actually videotaped it.
You should have videotaped that. Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah, but it's really funny that she's now super confident. She actually had the money before, but it was just the stress of being a landlord and phone calls and all these hassles. And there's ways to get out of being a landlord without having to pay tax. Taxes really are optional when you're talking about rentals. And so, you know, with our planning, with our specialty investments that we can offer her, we were able to, you know, do that for her. And man, she's just now enjoying life. And, you know, I'm going to try to force her to get a newer car because her car's she says, is fairly new. It's only 15 years old.
Oh, but, dear.
You know, so it's one of these things where, yeah, it is a major, major difference when you see that. And again, it's something where when we talked to her, we'd done a plan, we'd set that all up, but she didn't really feel it until she got some of those worries out of there. So once we made her retirement truly worryless wealth style, you know, then it's fine. You know, now she's very happy and now enjoying stuff and having people to talk to and things and activities to do. So, you know, that's all because of we created that blueprint to worryless wealth for her. And that's something we can do for you. All we have to do is, you know, sit down and kind of come up with, you know, first with what are the worries? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to achieve? That's our worryless wealth visit. Then we come back, we have a second visit where we say, okay, here's the plan, here's the path you're on, here's where you're headed, here's, you know, where your money is today, here's your income, how it's going to look going down the road, and here's some issues, like maybe you're running out of money at some point, and here's some investment issues, how much risk are you taking, what are the tax ramifications? One of our things we always do is do tax planning with our clients, and then, you know, what's the healthcare legacy issues, and that's the 5 points of the blueprint to worryless wealth. We want to create that blueprint to worryless wealth for you and your family, so it's, again, no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is pick the phone and set a time to come in, 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or you can go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
We're talking today about projecting how our retirements might look after we leave our workforce. And Eric, with all the uncertainty surrounding it, would you say that retirement is more challenging or less challenging in today's world?
Oh, by far more challenging, for sure. That is, people don't even fully understand how much different it is. And really, one of the biggest things is volatility. And you know, the more volatile that portfolio you have, the more it's going to mess up your retirement. So, you know, we've all been kind of trained on a little just, you know, hang in there, let the money grow, don't touch it, don't move it, you know, all these sayings or whatever you want to call them that you hear all the time. And then once you hit retirement, it is so massively different because if you need money that month, you can't just hang in there.
You know, we know that there are many ways to claim Social Security benefits. How does a retiree help ensure that he or she is getting the most out of those benefits? I always like to bring this up on our show because I think, you know, that's a big question that retirees like to hear more about.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of planning around Social Security. And we've actually been doing talks in libraries pretty much every single month here. So definitely check our calendar on wealthcreator.com, our events page, because, you know, most likely we've got a talk coming up here, you know, maybe close to you, you know, every month. You know, we've been doing it for quite some time. But with Social Security, the really big thing is, how does it fit in? It's a piece of the puzzle. It is not an end-all decision. It's not one thing you just decide on, you know, in its own. You have to decide on it as part of the whole thing. And so in terms of, you know, your other assets, your income taxes, everything else. And, you know, I mean, there's some stuff that's, you know, can really get you. I mean, I have one client that she was a chiropractor her whole life, and she was married to another chiropractor, and they put all the income under his name, figuring they'd pay less in Social Security tax. Well, guess what? They got divorced, and she got married to this guy who's a lot younger than her, and now she cannot take her ex-spouse's Social Security benefits, where she could have taken those had she not got married. So not overly romantic reasons, but, you know, so, but again, had she done some planning, had she known some stuff, then that would have been a lot better. Then, you know, there's people who end up taking Social Security, like my father-in-law had done before he was working with me, and he retired early, took his Social Security. Then all of a sudden his company wanted to hire him back for, you know, for just some consulting, did that. He paid back all his money that he got from Social Security, because if you work and you make too much money, you give all your Social Security back, but you lock in that penalty for life. So, you know, that there's a lot of little gotchas, and you do not want those little gotchas to go get you. And so, so again, that goes back to that old thing, that whole planning, right? So, you know, that's why when we have somebody come in for that worryless wealth visit, we say, okay, what are the worries? What are the concerns? What's your goals and dreams? We want you to worry less about, you know, stock market and what to buy and what to sell, and more about having fun, enjoying life. And that's really what retirement's supposed to be like. So, you know, we've created that blueprint to worryless wealth. Again, that blueprint to worryless wealth is your income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan, all in one about 10-page report. Very short, very quick. And so it's something we can do for you. No cost, no obligation. All you got to do is pick the phone, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
When we come back, Eric will continue our discussion of what our retirement might look like. And he's going to discuss ways to visualize yourself in retirement. So you won't want to miss this interesting part. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
And we're back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer talking today with the founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. Eric has over 26 years of experience, and Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized advice. He's a well-known speaker and an author, and he can provide you with advice to get you to and through retirement with worry-less wealth. And that's why he does this show every single weekend, because he wants you to worry less about your retirement, and he's here to kind of give you some tips to get to and through retirement successfully. Today, we're talking about really just fleshing out what our retirements might look like in the future. And Eric, where's a good place to begin our look at our future in retirement? What would you say?
Well, really, we should start by asking ourselves, what may it look like? I mean, what would you want to have it be like for your retirement? And you know, a lot of times people think of it as very different. I mean, I don't think I know anybody who their dream is to sit at home, watch TV. the whole sitting on the rocking chair thing, you know, that's not really what I consider retirement. And so a lot of times people, first of all, just may have to back up and define what is retirement. And for me, it's really when you don't have to work and you're just working because you want to, or you're enjoying it, or you're doing a job for fun. And that's really, I think, first and foremost, what most people have an idea of what retirement is today. It by far does not mean you're not doing anything, you're just hanging out or anything like that. It's just really that you're not working, or you're maybe are working, but you're doing something for fun. So, you know, you can create your own retirement. You just got to figure out what it's going to be like.
Now, can you help us envision what our future selves might look like? Let's say we haven't yet retired.
Well, you know, in our smart couples talks that we do, and talking about retirement, you know, there's a little section where there's it's just a little pie chart, and you can say, okay, you know, for the husband or the wife or whichever spouse, you know, you can say, okay, hey, what are the what are our values? What are the things that are important to us about life? So, you know, is that family? Is it health? Is it, travel? What are those things? And if you kind of start with there, that spot, it's a lot nicer. And then you can figure out, okay, for all those areas, what do I want to be doing? So, you know, if travel is one of the ones that you want to do, okay, how many trips are you going to do? And how expensive are they going to be? Because we need to plan that in. And so maybe you're going to say, I want 20 grand for 10 years, 15 years for big trips, or 15, or whatever the number is. And then let's throw that into the planning process and let's see if that works, first of all, of course. So, that's one of the big ones. So once we know that, then you can start saying, oh, okay, this is how that'll look, or this is how that'll be. And really what you want to do is kind of divide it up into those different value areas. So what areas are important to you, and what does that look like? Spending time with the grandkids, what can define that? Is that taking them on trips? Is it just going to taking them to soccer practices or babysitting them, or, how involved are you? Or depends obviously where they live and where you are sometimes. So there's a lot of things that go into that planning. So again, once you visualize that, once you start thinking about that, then it makes retirement planning a lot lot easier, because once you have those values, once you have those really those definitions of who you're going to be, it makes all the other planning very easy to come into place. But if you don't know what you're going to be doing and you have no idea, it's very hard to plan for, oh, well, here's your no idea plan, right?
Yeah.
It's just something I can't really totally help you with. I can say, okay, here's how much income you can have. But if you've got a goal of doing one thing and we're planning another direction, well, yeah, that's tough. And then lastly, the other hard part is, you know, you've got 7 days a weekend, not two.
Right.
And so you could, if you like to golf or you like to do other things that cost money, you got a lot more time to spend that money. And so then that's another thing you need to be really careful about. So again, it always comes down to that same thing, is how do you devise a real plan? How do you really know confidently without having to worry about your portfolio, worry about all sorts of other aspects about finance, and really just worry about having fun, enjoying life, and doing the things you want? Well, that's our Worry Less Wealth process. So that is the blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. That's where we go through that income plan, design that income plan to make sure you don't run out of money, or make sure you can actually spend that much money. Then look at the investment plan. What investments are there? How should they be now changed because you're retiring? That's a big critical thing. You cannot retire with the same planning that you did when you were working. And then look at the tax ramifications. How does all that play out? How do I pay the least taxes over my lifetime, not just over 1 year? Look at the healthcare legacy, and that's the 5 points of the blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. That's what we want to create for you and your family. No cost, no obligation. All you got to do is call us, set up a time for a visit. We'll have that Worry Less Wealth talk. Then once we come back, we'll do some strategy session. And then it's at the end of that second meeting where if you decide you want to work with us or not. So again, if you want to take advantage of this offer, 800-454-1184. All you have to do is call 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreator.com. It's wealthcreator.com.
I also want you to know that you can connect with him on Facebook or Twitter as well. Just go to this symbol at the number one wealth creator. Again, the symbol at the number one wealth creator. Or again, check out their website, wealthcreator.com. You can find out when they're having another workshop near you on their events page. We're talking today about envisioning what retirement might look like. Before we actually take the plunge, it's a good idea to have a plan and kind of have ideas in your head of what you want to do. Eric, could you give us an example of how our pastimes might impact our financial future, like maybe another way to help us look at our retirement future?
Yeah, well, there's a concept called self-continuity where it's really trying to bring some certain financial decisions. And so it's really a measurement how you're going to spend your life and how it's going to change. So, you know, if you've got a high level of this, then you know, you know, you change, it won't change very much. But if you've got low self-continuity, then that means your life might change quite a bit. And so, yeah, it's really how do you see your future and how can you visualize it? So, you know, how are you going to spend your time now and how you're going to spend it then? You know, how are you saving now and what your income going to look like? What the debts that you might have to pay off? And really, what types of products and investments and things that you do need to change because you're no longer, no longer working and you're going to be in retirement? So it's kind of like, you know, switching from a pediatrician to going to a general practice doctor. Same kind of thing. You know, you need to have a different way to plan and different method. And you may need to even change your advisor because you need somebody who knows about income planning and retirement paying out, not just building up for retirement.
Eric, I'd like to address the issue of longevity right now because it is a risk in retirement. So can you get into that and how we can try to make our money last as long as we do?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, that's getting to be a bigger and bigger thing. And I think we all like to kind of ignore how long we're going to live. And we all live in this kind of world where we think we're not going to live as long as we really will. So, I mean, with medical technology, the CRISPR technology for gene splicing, all these other things, I mean, there's so much new medical technology coming out there that I actually know some people that are pretty leading edge and do a lot of podcasts and other talks and stuff, where some of them are planning to live 120, 150 even. And so that's, you know, kind of crazy if all of a sudden you're going to be living a lot longer, right? So you need to have that money last for the rest of your life. And the sad part, of course, is most of us don't have pensions. Most of us don't have money that's going to last for the rest of our life. So even Roger Ibbotson, who's done all the stock about, you know, he's done these charts and all this research about the stock market and always talks about how great stocks are. He actually came out with a paper saying that you need to have some sort of lifetime income, you know, an actual insurance product that guarantees your money for the rest of your life. So, you know, that's one of the things that's really starting to change people's really viewpoint and way they plan is you're going to have to start having this money last for the rest of your life. And so how are you going to build that into your planning? How are you going to make sure you're going to have it there for forever? So you don't want to just depend on Social Security and the government for sure. So if that's something you'd like to find out some solutions on, that's what we do when we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about retirement and more about having fun and enjoying life. So if we can show you your income plan that you're on right now and tweak it and fix it and give you a higher probability of success and have some money there for the rest of your life, it's going to make your life a much, much more enjoyable in retirement. So we'll do that income plan, that investment, tax plan, legacy, and healthcare. That's the 5 points of the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's what we want to create for you and your family. Again, it's no cost, no obligation. You just have to have at least $250,000 saved up. All you do is we set up a worry less wealth visit, come back for a second strategy session, and that's when you decide if you want to hire us or not. So again, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
When we come back, Eric will share with us a few ideas of things that you can do to stay plugged into the world around us. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric. He's president of Heckman Financial and has been so for 26 years now, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And the strategies that they use will help you in minimizing fees and lowering your tax costs and all kinds of things. And today, Eric is here to give you helpful advice to point you in the direction of a successful retirement. We've been talking today about envisioning our lives in retirement to sort of inform our decision making today and even tomorrow. So, Eric, you said you had a few ideas about staying plugged into the world. Could you share some of those with us?
Well, one of the important things to remember is once you stop working, you have all those work connections, all those people you hang out with or know or talk to every day. And, that disappears from your life. I mean, not that you can't talk to them, but, you're just not seeing them on a daily basis and so forth. So things maybe you want to have a part-time job or maybe you want to just join some organizations. I mean, I'm a member of Rotary and there's a lot of Rotarians that are retired and they do lots of great stuff for the community. We built the Rotary Playground and Park and all these other great things. But if you wanted to get a part-time job and just do it for fun, that's something that can be done. I had clients that they didn't do it this year, but the last several years they had been going to Glacier National Park and going out there driving the big red bus and just doing it for fun. They didn't need the money or anything, but it was just a way to kind of an excuse to hang out there for several months and also get a little bit of spending cash while you're there and something to do and versus just sitting there. I mean, it's only so much you can look at beautiful scenery before you get bored. That was able for them to do that. I've got another client who got into building special kits for some like do-it-yourself kind of cars. There's like some special parts that he's building that not very many people can build or get this one component. So he started doing that and now he's taking it to some of these different shows and selling those. And so it's a way for him to do something and then make a little bit of money. He's not going to probably make a fortune off of it, but it's something where he can do it for fun and enjoy it. So there's a lot of things you can be doing to to kind of stay active and keep kind of yourself mentally plugged in, I guess.
Do you have any other ways that we could remain engaged after leaving the workplace, Eric?
Well, you know, again, it could be lots of stuff. I've got a couple of clients that love to play music. And so I've got one who, you know, he jokingly usually says he plays for beer money or for free food or something. So yeah, he has some regular gigs where it's like a three-piece little band, and they play at coffee shops and other stuff. And you know, he's not making tons of money, but it allows him to, on a tax-favored basis, to pay for all his stuff, right? He can buy instruments and other things, and it's a, you know, tax deduction because he's making money off of this business. And then, you know, usually it comes out as almost a loss, but or not making much, but at least it, you know, pays for the stuff he wants to do. So, you know, that's one way to do things. You know, there's obviously other places if people want to be a Lyft driver or Uber driver. You know, that's gotten to be a pretty popular thing. I've got a client who's a machinist, and he's really having a hard time finding a new job. And since a lot of machine shops have closed and moved away, so yeah, he started being a Lyft driver. Now he's gotten all the right spots to hang out and the right times, and he can do it when he wants to do it, type of thing. And yeah, I've got another one who's been working at SAP in Levi's stadiums, and yeah, those are great gigs because he can pick which shows and which events he wants to do. And so if he wants to go on vacation for 2 or 3 weeks, he can go do that, then he can come back and do more hours. And so yeah, it's always kind of fun when I go to a Sharks game and see him there and say hi.
Yeah.
And so yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff that you can do. You know, sometimes people may have to do it, but ideally, of course, hopefully you're doing it because you just want to go out and have fun doing it. But again, is this something you have to do? Is this part of your plan? Is it something that has to be done? Well, that again, how do you know unless you have a plan? So first and foremost, you got to create that income plan. And when we create that blueprint to worry less wealth for our clients, we want them to worry less about retirement and portfolios and where to put your money, and more about having fun, enjoying life, and doing the things you want to be doing. So, you know, first and foremost, we create that income plan. Do you have to work, or is that part-time gig optional? Then we look at the investment. Are these investments really lined up to pay out income, or just to try to accumulate for retirement? Because you really have to switch when you're going into retirement. Then look at the taxes. Which pot of money should you take first? Well, should you be taking money before you're 70 out of your IRAs? Because a lot of times the answer may be yes, because it's better tax-wise, but people don't think about that. So we want you to pay the least amount of tax over your lifetime, not over 1 year. And then look at the healthcare legacy, and that's the 5 points of the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's what we want to create for you and your family. All you have to do is, there's no cost, no obligation. If you've got at least $250,000 saved up, for any of our radio listeners, we will do this again, no cost, no obligation. We sit down, have that first worry less wealth visit, find out what's the concerns, have a second visit where we talk about strategy, show you what path you're on, tell you about some things that you should probably fix. And that's up to you if you want to use us or you know, just go off and do it on your own. So again, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Eric, one aspect of retirement that we all must consider is the reality of the advances in healthcare and medicine. It's helping us live longer, which is a good thing. But then you have the whole thing about you have to prepare for a longer retirement. It could last longer than their working years. We've talked about that on our shows before. So how do you help clients with this longevity issue?
Yeah, well, there's two questions there, right? One's longevity, one's the healthcare. How's it going to play out? And, you know, really with longevity, there's some great tools. If you use the right ones, you got to really watch out. I mean, like the variable annuities are awful, but there are some great annuities and other tools like that where you can pay a lifetime income. They'll make sure your money lasts forever, and at least some portion of it, and make sure you have that income. And even with IRA money, you can create a joint income, even though the I in IRA stands for individual. So yeah, there's a lot of options if you know how to use them. You're using somebody who's a fiduciary, who's doing something in your best interest, not just, you know, pushing some product. So yeah, there are some options out there. There's some great ways to do that. On the Medicare, or in terms of long-term care, really, it's not as much Medicare, but really the long-term care issues is the one that's really can wipe out a lot of people's money. And the scary part is, for me, is if somebody gets ill in the first, say, 5 to 10 years of retirement, and then they're married and they have a spouse that lives for 20, 30 years past that time frame. Well, if all of a sudden they spent $500,000, which is very easy in a couple of years of long-term care need, that's a ton of money to be gone. and not be earning money on anymore for that healthy spouse that may live for decades longer. So, you know, that's one of the things that's really scary. And long-term care insurance has been is showing up more and more. Seems like it's been almost a scam, just because, I mean, it does pay out to people, but the rate increases that people are facing and just the huge amount of money that people are losing because they've been paying these premiums forever. I mean, I had a client that got a 37% rate increase, and then next year is 9%. Who knows what next year will be, you know, but she was led to believe that this should be level. The company she bought it from advertised that they'd never had a rate increase. Now they have one every single year. So, you know, that's the hard part. So there are some other options out there for long-term care expenses and covering that. It's just, you got to use the right types of products. And so there's some that you can do a dump in of one-time money. You don't even have to pay for the rest of your life. So there's a lot of things that can be done. But the hard part is, of course, it comes back to, do you have a plan and so forth, right? So, you know, for a lot of our clients, yeah, we've set up that lifetime income so that at least they have a floor of income. So they got some Social Security. But the problem with Social Security is when one person dies, one check goes away. So here with this other type of account, they actually have a joint lifetime income that even if one person dies, it'll still keep going, won't change at all. So that's the stuff that you really need. And that's why we come up with our plan, our process of creating that blueprint to worry less wealth. And, you know, really, what is that? I mean, it's an easy way to find out in a 10-page document where you're at today and where you're headed. And is that a good place, bad place, or what? You know, what are the concerns? What are the issues? And then what are some options to change and tweak it and improve it? And really, if we can improve that income plan, we can improve that investment plan, definitely improve taxes, look at lowering your taxes over your lifetime, not just 1 year. Look at the healthcare options out there, and then look at those legacy options. You know, who's going to get your funds and your money when you're gone? And is it going to be the courts and the lawyers, or is it going to be the people you love? So really, that's what we're going to do when we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. There's no cost, no obligation. All you have to have is at least $250,000 saved for retirement. So again, the phone number, if you want to take advantage of this, is 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or you can go to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
And also remember, Eric is an author and he wrote the book Worry Less Wealth. And really, we cover pretty much everything on our show that's in that book. If you'd like to get a copy of that, you can give him a call as well. The number 800-454-1184. We'll be right back for the rest of our show. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
If you're at or near retirement age, you'll soon have to decide when to start collecting Social Security benefits. If you get this decision wrong, you could end up missing out on thousands of dollars in retirement. That's why the Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event that could help you avoid making costly Social Security mistakes. Join them and special guest speaker Eric Heckman to learn more about how to maximize your benefits. Eric is the founder of the Knowledge Institute and president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Eric will also talk about how Social Security benefits can work with your savings to create a complete retirement income plan. This special event will be at the San Jose Public Library, Rose Garden Branch. Pick the date that works best for you, 6 o'clock on Tuesday, August 28th, or Wednesday, August 29th. There's no cost to attend, but space is limited and reservations are required. So call now, 866-734-8465. That's 866-734-8465. Don't miss your chance to learn how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. 866-734-8465.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial. Today, you're getting straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. Remember, Eric's in his 26th year at Heckman Financial, helping others retire every single day. You and I, well, we're going to retire one time, and we hope we get it right. Eric is here to guide us in the right direction. Today, we're looking at, what will your retirement look like once you leave the workplace? What kinds of changes are going to be taking place? And we are at the end of our show now, and so we're just kind of in a wrap-up phase here. Is there anything else you'd like to add or maybe review, Eric, before we have to end our show today?
So one of the things you have to do is figure out what's your retirement going to look like? Are you going to be working? Are you going to be giving back to the community? Are you going to be hanging out with friends, family? You know, where are you going to retire? A lot of times, I would say for my clients, about a third of them end up retiring where they're kids or grandkids end up living. So a lot of times they don't even know where they're going to retire until they have those grandkids. And then all of a sudden, you know, life changes and stuff. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that you know, you may not be able to necessarily plan for depending on how far out it is. But, you know, talking about these things, figuring these things out, you know, one of the big ones too is what's that budget going to be like? You know, what how much do you really need to live on in retirement? You got, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, I only need this much. And then you kind of go, well, hold it. You're going to have 7 days of weekend, not two. And you think you're going to spend less. And you've got this bucket list of places you want to go and see. One of the things that we didn't really talk about today was the first 10 years we typically call the go-go years, where you're doing all those things you want to do. And then that middle 10 is kind of like the slow-go years. So maybe you're still doing a trip, but maybe this time it's just a cruise, or maybe it's a bus tour where they're taking it all the places versus you hiking around, or you're doing it on your own. So you may still be doing a lot of the same stuff, but maybe just, you know, not as active type things as you get older. And then, of course, at some point you'll have the no-go years where you're probably hanging out at home more with family and stuff. So what you want to do is do a little bit of planning around that too, because you're going to probably spend more in those first 5 to 10 years than when you were working, just because you got more time to do stuff and you got more things to do. So those are the things that you really got to plan for and really got to throw into that planning process. Because if you don't have that in there, it can really, you know, sneak up and bite you. Because all of a sudden, if you find out after, say, 5 years that you spent way too much money, now what, right? So yeah, it gets a lot harder to fix after the problem has already started. So if you've got a plan, and especially if you're checking in on that plan on an annual basis, say, hey, where are we at? Yeah, how are things going? Obviously, like a year like 2017 when the market shot up a ton, that's easy. But if, say, another year like 08 happens, well, okay, is that changing my portfolio, changing my planning at all? If you've got a good plan, you should have some guaranteed money, some foundational assets that you can go get in those bad years. And then in the good years, you take your market money. Then also on top of that, you should have some steady income money, stuff that's paying you on a monthly basis. The problem I see with probably 80 to 90% of the people is all their money's in the stocks and stock and bond market. It's 100% at risk. And the 401k is at fault for that, because all 401ks, that's all they have as an option is those issues. So, you know, if you have a better planning process, if you've created that blueprint to worry less wealth, where you know your income plan, you know your investment plan, you know the taxes that you're going to be paying, you got a healthcare and legacy plan, then you're going to feel confident and have fun in retirement. So that's what we want to do for you and your family. There's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick the phone, call us 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com. That's all for this week. But again, you can always listen to the podcast of the show at wealthcreator.com. Talk to you next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.